This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott agreed on Tuesday that there is a crisis at his state's border with Mexico, and fencing does work to help alleviate some of the emergency. He also tells Fox News,
"We had thousands of people gathered just across the Texas border in Eagle Pass, Texas, where there is no fence, there is no wall. It was open. We had to deploy Texas Department of Public Safety troopers as well as the National Guard to make sure that this caravan did not come across the border. Understand this, there are more than 300,000 people coming across the border every year into the state of Texas. Remember the drug busts that have taken place. A couple of weeks ago, there was a massive meth drug bust that took place. And last month, remember, there was more fentanyl, the very dangerous opioid that was found coming across the border that could have killed every man, woman, and child in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. And so this is serious. And the president is authorized by laws that already exist to build fencing on the wall to prevent people from coming in and bringing drugs in."
Home prices are on the rise. According to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, prices increased almost 5% in December. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Atlanta have the highest reported gains over the last year. Low mortgage rates are giving sales a boost, while home prices remain high across most major metropolitan areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce on our podcast radio system. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I'm happy that you're listening because we have a wonderful program scheduled for our friends and listeners. And in fact, this program I don't think it's live. I tried to set up the technology and it doesn't seem to be working for me, unfortunately. However, it will be archived on the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce here in Flemington, New Jersey, on their website, and you'll be able to listen to the program. And I hope that you'll have a pencil and paper handy because we're going to be discussing some interesting things with my guest, Farouk Omar, who is the manager of Travel Inn and Suites here in Flemington, New Jersey. So, Omar, thank you for Farouk. Thank you for being here. I'm glad that we are able to connect. We have never met before.
No, we haven't, but it's definitely a pleasure meeting you.
Okay, pull the microphone towards you a bit and down further.
Is this,
yeah, you can lean forward too, probably. So. Oh, just hold it.
I guess I'll just hold it.
Yeah, okay, so I can't hear you real well on the speaker for some reason. Get a little
can
close.
You, can that's, you hear me now?
That's much better.
Okay,
so that's, I guess. That's well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
I want to thank everybody for listening, and have a pencil and paper handy. The purpose of Teachable Moments in Business is to give information to our listeners on different techniques and strategies for operating their businesses, whether they're entrepreneurs or they've been in business for a long time. We have people who are employees of companies, and after all, everybody is on the same team in running a business, and the staff has to be skilled in a lot of different areas of business for the business to actually work and to prosper. So Just introducing Farouk, just tell us a little bit about yourself and the name of your business, where you're located. I'm going to, after that, we'll have a word from our sponsor.
Okay. No problem. All right. So as everybody knows, my name is Farouk Omar. I am the manager over here at Traveling in Suites off 202. So a little bit about myself. I moved to New Jersey about 2 years ago, and that's when I met up with my family and took over the property. And I actually took over from my father about 6 months ago, and now I oversee the whole operation. It's actually been a wild ride these past 6 months, very, very wild, but it was a very knowledgeable 6 months, and I hope this upcoming year is going to be more knowledgeable as well. But other than that, myself, I'm 28 years old. I got a degree in the medical insurance billing and coding. I'm a former Marine. I was a combat engineer in the Marine Corps.
And, oh, my.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your service.
Hey, it was just a job. Yeah, without going to the Marine Corps, I wouldn't become the man I am today.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that. I don't know anything else. My hobbies include skateboarding, pretty much.
Is
and
it
working.
Really?
Yes,
really?
Ma'am.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So do you have a skateboard platform there at Travel Inn and Suites?
I wish. I so wish. No, unfortunately, I got to go to the skate park, but
yeah,
it's pretty cool, though.
I've never met somebody firsthand that does that, so that sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So your dad actually managed this property before you came into the picture?
Yes, ma'am.
But you have a background in
hospitality
management, and I think it's a big job. I travel a mm-hmm. lot, and I see, I meet people behind the counter and all of the kind of witness some of the things going on.
Yeah, the interesting events and
interesting
individuals that come through that front door.
That's for sure. Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to have a word from a couple of our sponsors, and then I want to get into talking more about what you do and find out more about your facility.
All right.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We're on this program every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock and have some really wonderful guests. And certainly Farouk Omar is no exception to that. You manage and oversee all the operation of Travel Inn and Suites in Flemington. Now, you're on Route 202, is it?
Yes, 202 North.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I have your phone. What's your phone number there? Why don't you – let's get this out. Let's get this out there.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so the phone number is 908-782-2883, and you could reach me either by phone or email at info@travelinsuitesnj.com. Either or, you can get a hold of me, and I could go ahead and take care of you or your family. No problem.
Okay. Why are you in this business?
Why?
Yeah.
That is a really good question. Honestly, I kind of fell into it because, you know, my parents, both of them, I've been in the hospitality business for God knows how long. My father has been in it for like 40 years. My mom around 25, 30 years. So I kind of just fell into it. The real reason I actually came out here was because my dad actually had a heart attack and went to triple bypass surgery. And I was living in California. And my mom gave me a phone call and said, son, I need your help. And I pretty much dropped everything in California and came over here.
Wow. That's So you must live in Flemington to be close. Or do you live there?
I live on the property.
You live?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's you're on call 24/7, I guess
God,
you could
yes,
say.
I
okay.
am.
I've never stayed in any of the hotels in Flemington, so so I don't know much about them other than I've been to meetings at one or two of the hotels in the area, you know, for networking events. And by the way, I noticed that you do have a meeting room that holds, what, 20 or 30 people?
We do have a breakfast area that holds around 15 to 20 people.
15 to 20? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, when it comes to, I kind of jumping the gun a little, but when it comes to building awareness for your business, you got to get the word out. And one way to do that is to make it known that you have a space that could be used for networking events.
Yeah, of course.
In fact, I'm teaching a class on networking skills tonight at Raritan Valley Community College.
Oh, yes. I think you got it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's one way that I've been able to find, because I've been networking for years. I belong to the Hunterdon Chamber, which has three groups located in the county that meets in smaller numbers of people at different hotels, actually.
Right.
And I've been a member of three women's networking events or groups, and I've been a member of some other chamber groups. Mm-hmm. And we've been to places over the years that I never would have known about had I not gone to those places for meetings. Mm-hmm. So so you serve breakfast.
Yes, we do. We serve breakfast from 7 to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And what we have to offer is not your typical hot breakfast or, like, continental.
Uh-huh.
We serve pancakes, waffles, three types of cereal, coffee, tea, three types of juices, chocolate chip muffins, toast with three types of jellies and peanut butter. I think we have Nutella sometimes.
Yeah.
We do have assorted fruit as well. And on the weekends, we serve a full breakfast. So additionally, additionally to everything that I listed, we serve either scrambled eggs or omelets with cheese with turkey sausage.
Well, that sounds good. Maybe I'll just come over for breakfast.
Yeah, why not? Hey, you're more than welcome.
But that's a space where if a group wants to meet after breakfast is over, that space is available.
Yeah,
I would think so. That's something that. Maybe you need to get the word out about that.
I've been trying to.
Because it's hard to. You have to attract people to you to knock on your door. There's a concept called inbound marketing, and I teach a lot of marketing courses at Raritan, and I do counseling of small business owners.
Yeah.
And the concept of inbound marketing was developed back in about maybe 2003 or 2006 by some guys that own a website called HubSpot.com, which you may have seen. But anyway, they coined the phrase inbound marketing. And inbound marketing is really giving reasons to people to knock on your door, you know, getting them to call you or to come and see you, and as opposed to just hoping they're going to show up someday. In fact, when you read a lot of the advertisements, whether they're in magazines or newspapers or even online or on TV, all of those advertisements are referred to as being interruptive marketing. And so interruptive marketing essentially says, well, here we are, folks. If you're ever interested, give us a call. But
it's not passive.
It is passive.
You know,
exactly.
Like, hey, if you got time, swing on by. You know, I mean, it's still passive, but I mean, I don't see how you could approach any kind of clientele like that.
You can't. In fact, this is so funny. One time I was coaching a couple of women business owners, and they were so proud to show me their little postcard thing that they were handing out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just finished giving my little spiel on having a call to action, which is getting people to do something.
Right.
And I turned the card over, and it said, give us a call. And I said, this is not... This is not a call to action. Give us a call.
Right. That's dry. Just, hey, give me a call.
And this was on the card that I about fell off my chair.
Wow.
So it was kind of funny. But and that's what people think. They just think just because you hang out your shingle or just because you tell people that you exist that
it won't draw a crowd.
Exactly.
And you actually got to – and unfortunately that we are an independent property, people judge us just by the fact that we're independent, because we're not a brand. Let's say, for example, Hilton. Everybody goes to the Hilton first before us because of the fact that it is a Hilton brand, like the Hampton right down the street.
Yeah.
They always think that they consider us a mom-and-pop spot.
Yeah.
So, and people judge us by that, and they assume that there's shady characters or they're doing a shady business over there. And in real life, we really aren't like that. You know, people always they have this predisposed image of the past, like, because Travel Industries has a pass of being a social services hotel and whatnot like that. So people hold on to that pass and hold it against us, even though we've remodeled the place and cleaned it inside and out,
right,
if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They still hold that pass against us, and then they don't give us a chance.
Yeah. You know, I hope it's okay to say this, but the name Travelin', I thought that was the name of a franchise or a chain, but this is, you're an independent company.
Yes.
But yet, to me, the name somehow has that connotation.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
I think it's because it just says travel, and when people see travel, they're thinking it's a franchise because either it's a travel agency, or there's actually multiple travel inns around the country.
Yeah.
So maybe that's probably why they associate that.
Yeah. So it's you really have to emphasize the fact that this is, first of all, it's an independently owned property, but that it offers some features and benefits that other companies don't offer.
Yeah.
And I think having you, for example, I think the fact that you're on the property 24/7, except for being here.
Right.
I think that that in itself is good, because I've been to places where we go down to visit my son down in North Carolina, and we had a problem at the place we stayed at last year, and the owner was nowhere to be found. And
of
the
course.
Guy behind the counter, you know, there's an expression, don't take no from a person who can't say yes. So I was asking something of the person behind the counter, and he couldn't say yes.
Right.
Because, you know, he's just a warm body, basically.
Right. He's just a body to make sure that somebody's there to... Not even manage, just to have somebody there.
Right.
A lot of independent company hotels run that way, but we actually have pride in our property.
Uh-huh.
We actually take pride in our property, and so I believe in order to run a successful business, you have to stick your nose into everything. You need to know every part of your business inside and out. You have to know your clientele. You have to know your employees. And you have to build a relationship with your employees. Without being there, you can't do so.
Right.
And then you're just Mr. Boss Man just running around.
Right, exactly.
And then once they pop in, you're just like, oh, hey, how's it going? Everything's good? Cool. Instead of, hey, how's it going? What happened today? What's going on with this? Hey, how are you doing, by the way? You know, being personable.
Absolutely. Yeah, your first best customer is your employee. So
always.
If they're not happy campers, your customers won't be happy.
No,
campers,
not at all.
That's for sure.
Because if you think about it, you treat your, let's say my housekeeping, if they don't get treated well, you're going to get terrible housekeeping job, and that leads to customers being unhappy, which leads to a bad review, and it's just all bad news just downhill right there.
You said a couple of things that, as far as the employees are concerned, I think it's important to if your employees have a real life outside of work, and so if somebody says, "What do you do?" I wonder what their response would be to someone who might be a friend that they would meet someplace or an acquaintance who says, "Well, what do you do for a living?" And the person says, "I work at Travel Inn." But it might be a good idea to teach them to say something that would pique their interest, because perhaps the people that your employees are speaking to when they're not on the property may have friends traveling to the area,
right?
In which case, they would that acquaintance would recommend that they.
Ideally, they would recommend us.
So that's something that's very important. One of the things that I recommend, and I don't know whether how you feel about this, but in many businesses that I've been exposed to, I've recommended that employees be given a business card so that if somebody says, "What do you do for a living?" there's a card that they can hand out. And in fact, if somebody contacts Travel Inn to stay there, you can say, "How did you find out about us?" And if on the card there's a name of one of your employees who did the referral, you could reward them.
Yeah,
that
is a
referral.
Really good idea.
So that's something to think about. But giving them a statement that they can repeat and feel comfortable about, because it's part of building that word of mouth. In fact, there's a website and an organization called Word of Mouth Marketing Association.
Oh, yeah. That's our biggest best friend.
Yeah, it is. That's right. And on there used to be, and I haven't looked at it lately, but their website contained a lot of really good, solid information for how you gain word of mouth. Because you want your employees to feel good about explaining what they do or where they work,
exactly,
and to have a spiel that will be passed on from one person to the next.
Right.
So that's something to think about.
No, you're completely right. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so it's because you have people that you do housekeeping, but you also have maintenance probably, somebody that goes around and...
Yes, ma'am, I do.
How many employees do you have?
I have a total of 4 employees.
You do, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're very important to the operation.
Oh, they're a vital part of the operation. Yeah, everybody plays a vital part.
That's exactly right. So... yeah, in fact, I've taught a class on how to attract and keep good employees, so there's a lot to think about there. In fact, today we're dealing with people from different generations. Now, you're a millennial.
God, yes.
And as I've heard it said, some people have said, some millennials get it and some don't. I think
right.
you get it.
I would hope so.
You're that kind of a millennial. But, yeah, but if you're dealing with some of your employees may be in the Generation X, you're a Y. And, of course, down the road, you're going to be dealing with the Gen Zs or the iGens, and they're a different animal altogether.
Yeah, I do not look forward working with them, but but there is some hope.
Yeah.
There is some hope.
I think there is. In fact, I've read where the iGeneration may be more responsible as far as showing up when they're supposed to and
really?
Also taking an interest in wanting their employers to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read that now, whether that... bears out in the real world or not, I don't know, because I think we're still finding out about that generation. They're in high school, late high school, or
right.
in college right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have several generations working together, that in itself creates a challenge.
Right, because you're going to have too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
That, and they all have different. They have had their lives have been affected by a lot of situations, whether mm-hmm. it's the economy or. You know, some historic things that have happened or wars and I don't know. There's so many things going on right now in our world, which is confusing enough, I think. But
right.
I think so. You have to figure out what their hot buttons are. Like some mm-hmm. one person might be who, say, a boomer. If you have somebody a little bit older, they would be they would appreciate you know, a gift for their birthday or taking them out to lunch, whereas if you're hiring somebody who's in college, high school or college, they'd like an hour to do their homework.
Yeah. Right. Or they want the newest iPhone.
Or that, they want that, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you also have to train them to how to communicate with customers because that's so important. In fact, I had a discussion with a woman some time ago
mm-hmm.
who owned a retail store, and she had a special order for a customer come into the store. So she told her young employee to call Mrs. Jones to tell her that her special order had come in.
Mm-hmm.
And the young girl says, well, can't I just text her? It's like,
yeah,
you know,
course.
And that's, you know, that may be fine if she was dealing with a millennial, but chances are Mrs. Jones was an older person
right.
and you want to have that, those are important touch points, you know, mm-hmm. that to,
they really are
because you want to be able to communicate with people and the way they prefer to be reached, you know,
yeah.
in the communication.
You have to actually learn whoever you're dealing with, how they like to communicate.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
people like email. Some people prefer phone calls. Some people prefer text messaging. A lot of people that I deal with prefer emails
yeah.
because their lives are so hectic that picking
right.
up a phone is
yeah.
Isn't ideal for their current situation.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah, so you do have to know, and that goes for your customers as well as your staff and your customers for sure.
Yeah, actually, funny point though. You can actually see how you can communicate with each individual guest that comes in
uh-huh.
just by the way their reservation was made.
Oh, that's true. So they can make reservations directly, but they do also work with booking agencies? Or?
Yeah, we third-party travel agencies.
Yeah.
Some people, they either call
mm-hmm.
or they'll do it through a mobile app or they'll go book directly on their website. And you could see each reservation that comes in. Well, obviously the phone call is a phone call, but
right.
as for the app as well as going directly on our website,
mm-hmm.
you could see who what type of individual they are or what type of guest they are, see if this one's computer literate, this one isn't, you
oh, that's
know.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating. Do you keep a record of your customers so that you can perhaps suggest that they come in, let's say they're on, you discover that they're like I do, we go down to North Carolina once a year to visit our son. Mm-hmm.
You mean residual
yeah,
guests?
So like,
oh, yeah. I try to learn my residual guests. I try to learn their name first basis because every time I call them Mr. something, they're always saying, where's my father? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I try to get on a first name basis with them to make them feel more at home.
Yeah.
And so that they feel welcomed and they'll always come back because of the way I treated them when they first came
that's
in.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's to die for because I I took a trip out of the country last October, and I had already checked into the hotel when I happened to go back to the registration desk to ask a question, and the woman behind the desk was arguing with a customer who had just checked in.
Big no-no.
And she said, well, I don't have time to argue with you. She said, that's the way it is. And the woman hung up, the desk lady hung up, and she's, oh, this customer, you know, she just doesn't get it. Or
that's another no-no.
And I thought, holy mackerel. You know, marketing is every bit of contact with your target audience to get repeat and referral
of
business. That's a statement that comes from J. Conrad Levinson, who's the father of guerrilla marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have here's a woman behind the counter. This is in a foreign country, but she was speaking English to whoever was on the other line.
Mm-hmm.
And here I observed how nasty the woman behind the desk was.
Yeah.
And how resentful she was of the fact that the customer was asking for something. And
right.
And she was annoyed. The lady behind the desk was annoyed by that request, and then she expresses it to me.
Right.
It's like, you can't do that.
No, not at all. No, you're supposed to take a quick breath and just be like, how can I help you?
Yeah, exactly.
Simple as that.
It just blew my mind, and I'm so much aware of that kind of stuff because and people are not. In fact, one time I met a doctor who who had me coming back for a medical issue that he never solved, which I solved it myself by going online and figuring it out. But
right.
I didn't like him. And when I saw his two employees talking to him, and as he walked away, they looked at each other like, this guy's crazy. He's being nuts. Just their body language. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they said, but their body language confirmed my opinion of that doctor.
Right.
Just by watching them, you know?
Yeah.
And, again, it's every bit of contact. So it's how you look, how you act, how you treat people.
The inflection of how you...
exactly. All of that. Mm-hmm. That all counts.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't realize it. So I hope that those people who are listening to this program will make a note of the fact that people see these things, and it affects their you know, it's all about your identity, and you don't own your identity. It's in the mind of the beholder.
Correct.
So it's like in some of my classes, I'll say to people, when you see the McDonald's M, what comes to mind? They'll say, oh, French fries, greasy hamburgers, that kind of stuff.
Right.
That's McDonald's identity in that individual's mind.
Right.
So you, as a business owner, have to do your best to control that identity that people are going to witness.
Yeah, I have to always put up a very happy image.
You really do.
Yeah.
And so leave your troubles at home, you know.
Yes, and patience goes a long way.
Yeah. That's very, very, very true. We're gonna break for a couple of our sponsors, and then I'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates, a Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I was just going to take a look at the weather, and it's mostly cloudy tonight. Today is Tuesday, February 26th. But mostly cloudy with a low of around 20 degrees this evening with the winds are dying down with northwest winds 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Wednesday, a chance of snow, mostly before 1 p.m. Oh, goodness. I got to plan my travel schedule for tomorrow because I'm going to be out. Mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees, light and variable wind. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Then Wednesday night, a chance of snow, mainly before 4 a.m. in the morning. Oh, goodness. Cloudy with a low of around 26 degrees. Anyway, that's it. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 40. So I think for Thursday and Friday might be decent, although we may get some snow again on Thursday. So anyway, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I'm speaking with Farouk Omar, who's the manager and chief operating everything at Travel Inn and
Big Boss Man.
Yeah, the Big Boss Man in Flemington, New Jersey on Route 202. And you're very delightful. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He has a family background. I always say, ask people, you're doing what you're doing. You really have an entrepreneurial spirit. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing this, I think.
Yeah.
And people that, whose parents have been in an entrepreneurial field of business, which is hospitality, I think it sets the pace for you. You've already had a sense of what they did, and you're able to take what they've done and make it even better, I think. And,
right. And it gives me no excuse, honestly.
Well, that's true.
Like, yeah. Because my father came to this country when he was 21 with $6 in his pocket.
Is that so?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
And 40 years later, he's off taking care of some hotel that's 150 rooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he's in another state? Is he in another state?
I think he's in another state right now.
Is he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you've been in this business in a number of different locations.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So how do you like New Jersey so far?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Extremely expensive.
Tell me about it. Yeah, they were saying on the news this morning that 50% of the people that are interviewed are looking to leave.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like it over here. It's cool, you know, for the most part. It's just cold. Just so cold.
Oh, where was your last location?
California.
Yes. You were Southern California?
Northern California.
Oh, Northern. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have had some cold weather, but I lived in Peoria, Illinois, back when we were first married, and it would go below zero and stay there for weeks at a time. And when it went above zero, it felt warm. I didn't have to wear my gloves anymore.
Right, right.
Here it takes a while to become acclimated to the to all of this weather. But the other thing is... obviously, you have a facility and services that suit the needs of certain types of customers, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably have a sense of the success in particular that you have with certain kinds of clients, and you want to have more of those.
Right.
But who do you consider to be your target audience?
Actually, as of right now, we have a bunch of blue-collar individuals, like people that come into work for construction, mm-hmm. or come out here, who would live in different states and work out here. So they would stay about 4 or 5 days a week check out Friday morning because they would go to work and go home.
Yeah.
So a lot of our clientele as of right now are blue-collar workers. Mm-hmm. We do also get the random families that are passing through for either visiting their family or funerals. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes their pipes burst in their house, so they come and stay with us. Like, I had two guests that came through last night and said their power is out, so that's why.
That's true.
Right.
You know, where I live, unfortunately, mine was only out for about a half hour, but there were people
that lost it completely.
In Clinton that have been out of power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because you have suites, the folks that are staying for a week's time on business mm-hmm. have the ability to at least have a little bit of home.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, be surprised. A lot of the people that come here during the week actually prefer our most basic room. I mean, even our
really?
Even yeah, it's surprising. Only maybe two of my guests, maybe three at most, prefer like a king suite.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of everybody else would rather have a regular room.
Just a regular,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So okay, so knowing, especially I think with the. With the workers that come from out of state they have job assignments here, that could be a strong target market, which mm-hmm. means that you would have to reach out to companies that employ those people.
Right. Actually, if you make one good impression to one company, the word of mouth of what we were
yeah.
talking about earlier, that spreads like a wildfire, and you will actually get a bunch of companies calling you because they're like, hey, I heard this. Your place was amazing. You treated you treated these guys well.
Yeah.
What can you do for me? Can you do the same thing you did for
yeah.
them? And I usually work out a deal with them, and because it's not usually just a week. It's usually like a month
yeah.
to 6 months staying with us.
Oh, that's to die for too. You know, you want to mm-hmm. have them come. Well, you
exactly.
don't have to worry about filling those rooms. They're filled.
But
yeah.
but this goes back to exactly how you treat them when they first come in.
Right. So it really supports what I tell people is that you want to be the go-to person in a category of
mm-hmm.
business.
Oh, yeah.
So by getting the word of mouth among the companies that hire out-of-staters,
mm-hmm.
that's great. I don't know if there's more of that you can – do you actually campaign? I mean, I realize you're getting word of mouth, but
mm-hmm.
maybe there's a point at which you want to do some campaigning among those companies just to
– Yeah.
You don't want them to just eventually, you know, I had, I mean, just as a sidebar, I read that a business can have to 20-30% turnover of their customer base in a year's time. And mm-hmm. some it might be more or could be less of a percent, lower percentage. But
right.
You want to make sure that you keep the word out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
you have to stay alive. That's
yeah.
where cross-promoting comes into effect. Because... this is how I think about it. When I reach out to all the local businesses as for cross-promoting, you know, A, it's free advertisement, but B, is it the fact that I go out to the local business and I'm very personable and I communicate with
mm-hmm.
them, and they end up actually talking to other businesses who are also contractors as well. Hey, this guy is cool. You should go
yeah.
check him out. And then that person comes through, and then I treat him, you know, with exceptional customer service
yeah.
I provide exceptional customer service to that individual, and then that person goes back home, tells other businesses.
Yeah.
So I don't really have a campaign as of right now, but it's kind of is a campaign because I did go out to all our local businesses and cross-promoted with them.
That's very good. Yeah, I mean, when you've been in business for a while, you can begin to see a pattern of where your customers are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this case, in this particular category, it would be the types of companies that hire out-of-staters. So
right.
what, you know, are they building, you know, residential or commercial buildings, or they're doing rehabs or whatever?
Well, as of right now, I have one company that's staying with us. They're doing demolition. Eli Lilly, I don't know if
yeah.
you're too familiar with
yeah.
that, but they have a building that they're taking down, so I have those guys, construction
yeah.
workers, come and staying with us. So
That's really good.
Right,
yeah.
I know. But, yeah, they're doing demolition, and then I've also had a few solar guys come and stay with us.
Oh, that's yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds good, too. And some of the corporations in the area may have training programs for their salespeople, and they bring them in from out of state for weeks at a time, mm-hmm. too. So
yeah.
That's
another thing, too, because actually I have a lot of vendors from Costco come stay with us on a regular basis
as really?
Well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good support network there.
Yeah, it definitely is.
You're the go-to guy.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to be.
That's what you want to be. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. So, you're keeping track of your customers and where they've come from, which means that you could probably reach out to them periodically and just remind them that next time they come to the area.
Yeah, just give me a holler and I'll take care of you like I did last time. Yeah. Usually that's how I say it.
Yeah.
And I give them options as well. Like I said, if they can't give me a phone call, you know, I could be reached via email. Mm-hmm. It's just like texting me, you know, just to make their lives that much easier and more convenient for them because they don't have to give me a call. Hey, I'm coming in. I actually memorize their routine, honestly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know what day they're coming in and what time they're checking out. So I have that everything all set up for them, and I just send them an email to confirm, and they either say yes or no. So I pretty much do the job for them, and that's why they keep coming back to me. So,
my husband and I went down to Ocean City, New Jersey, to stay in a hotel down there in the fall, and there was a young girl behind the counter, and she was so unpleasant.
Oh,
and
God.
I would ask her a question, and she. So later, there was an older woman that came to work behind the counter, and I said, does the younger woman, does she like working here?
Right, exactly.
And I told the older woman, I said, you're much nicer. And I had a nice conversation with her.
Right, see the difference?
But, there are times that you think, I'm never going, if somebody doesn't treat you well, you don't want to go back. Why would you?
And that leads to a bad review, and that leads for everybody who are looking at the reviews.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, I want to stay away from this place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because people leave reviews to forewarn other people or to inform them.
Yeah.
You always want to inform instead of forewarn.
Yeah. You know, your point about so many companies get online reviews now. They may have them attached to their website, but there may be, I guess, independent review sites. But a company that doesn't get a good review needs to really address those reviews. And I often wonder.
Always.
I had a client some years ago who owned a fitness facility, a very huge fitness facility, several locations in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and did some research on them, and I found bad reviews on them that were 3 or 4 or 5 years old, mm-hmm. maybe 4 years. And the guy that I was dealing with was the VP of marketing. It was a family business, but they were very successful. They had these huge facilities. But he said, well, that's old news. It's like, yeah, but it's still out there.
Right, exactly.
And you need to keep track. In fact, one time I attended an online program with Word of Mouth Marketing Association, mm-hmm. and one of the hosts, it was a multi-class program, and one guy said, you need to have, essentially what he said, a CLO, which is a chief listening officer.
Right. Yeah, I've never heard that, but that's exactly right.
And that's the person that goes online and just checks to see what is being said about the company so they can address it. In fact, he met in this class, this goes back a number of years ago, but there was one of the big companies that had an employee who was doing some underhanded things,
mm-hmm.
and which had an effect on Best Buy,
mm-hmm.
and so they hired, I think, an attorney to actually write a blog to explain what had, address the situation,
and to
see how they were going to resolve it.
Wow!
But that's the kind of thing that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
There was another story that I read not too long ago. There was a guy waiting. He had gone to, I think it was Las Vegas. And he had gone to a hotel that he had already had a reservation for, but he was on a long line, which happens a lot of times.
Right.
You go to conventions, and I've stood in lines to finally check in.
Right.
And the guy was just getting really bent out of shape that he wasn't getting up to the front desk to conclude his, get the reservation and his key.
Mm-hmm.
And he texted a message, I think, on Twitter or something. He was complaining about the hotel on Twitter while he's in line to check in. Well, somebody in another hotel saw the complaint, and he wrote to the guy through Twitter, and he said, he said, I'm sorry you're having trouble getting into your hotel room, but once you do, you'll enjoy your stay here in Las Vegas.
You see.
The next time the traveler came to Las Vegas, he stayed in the hotel, the other hotel that...
That addressed him?
That addressed him.
See, that's what... you always want to... you always want to address your feedback, because now they have options of real-time feedback, so it's kind of like exactly what that is. And it's the... ideally, you want to address everything within 48 hours, but the quicker you address it, that guest sees that you are attentive to that guest's needs.
Yeah.
And the sooner you accommodate them or do something to, what would be the proper term, mediate?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the proper term. I guess, as soon as you address that, whatever complaint that that guest has, that guest feels that much better, and you actually overturn a review. A bad review just by answering that person. It's amazing how that, because as soon as you show that you care and you're as soon as the guest sees that you're doing whatever you can to accommodate them, their whole attitude changes within like 5 minutes.
And I think people will, and I've read this, but people will accept the fact that you may not get 100% of top reviews, but the fact that you've addressed them makes all the difference. Because people will accept it as long as it's fixed. I'm going to break for some of our sponsors, and I'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And I'm having a wonderful conversation with Farouk Omar, who's the manager of Travel Inn and Suites in Flemington on Route 202. And you're a nice guy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I try.
This has been a delightful conversation. I noticed in looking at your website that you have a bunch of places that people can visit while they're staying in Flemington, and also some restaurants that you have listed too. What are some of the places that you recommend?
We actually have a restaurant right on the property that you a Mediterranean restaurant. It's called Sinbad.
I didn't realize it was right there. Okay.
It literally is on the property.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you actually with staying with us, you actually get a 15% discount on our restaurant.
Oh, wow. That's pretty. I've never had that
Mediterranean?
That percentage of a discount on one of my travels, that's pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it sounds good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for yourself, whenever you get a chance, just swing on by. I can get you a discount. Okay. You don't have to stay with us.
Okay.
I mean, I would like you to, but...
It might be odd for me living not too far away. Of course, if I run out of electricity, then I will definitely keep you in mind. Because a couple of years ago, back, I guess when we had the Sandy storm here, you weren't here at that time. I was out of power for a couple weeks, mm-hmm. and I eventually went to stay with a friend who had we don't have a whole house generator.
Right.
And every fall we think, maybe we should get one this year, but we haven't gotten one yet.
Right, right.
But, I tried to get one, and all the hotels were filled up. Mm-hmm. It was something else. But last year we had three or four snowstorms in succession.
Right. And I remember that.
And toward the tail end of the first one, my kitchen at home went from like 58 degrees to 48 to 42 degrees in my kitchen, mm-hmm. you know. And I didn't have a stove. We have a camp stove that I set up to make coffee.
Well, that's cool.
But we were getting ready to go down to North Carolina to see my son, and we left a couple of days early. Mm-hmm. And we had to leave with laundry that need to be washed because we couldn't use wash our clothing. So we went with dirty clothes, mm-hmm. and we just threw it in the car. We left.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah, we were gone for a couple weeks, and we got home, and the snow was all over. But thank goodness. But it can it gets bad too, and with the travel around here too, drivers are nuts anyway.
Jesus Christ! Yes,
they drive in. Their worst drivers come out, I think, when there's snow on the road. So
or raining. I don't know why people drive worse when it's snowing or raining.
I don't understand it either, and it's scary, and it's getting worse, actually. And now that we're looking at people getting more access to marijuana, I have a friend. Oh, this is really off the target, topic, but I have a friend who lives in the state of Washington, and he said that drivers are getting worse out there.
Oh, yeah, I believe
it.
Because
of all this. Mm-hmm. So that's scary stuff. But anyway, so what are some of the other what are the benefits? Talk about a little bit more about the benefits or the comments that your customers have expressed after they've been staying with you.
Well, lately we've been having a lot of ever since I took over, we've been having nothing but the positive comments, actually, about our facility, our staff, the cleanliness of our rooms, mm-hmm. and how we're the best value hotel.
Yeah.
In the area, then I think about it, because Ramada, they're charging like $89 for entry, like God knows what they offer in their room. And because the last time I heard, they had like green mold growing in their rooms, and they're still charging $89 plus tax.
Oh goodness!
Right, I know. You can see it all in the reviews. I mean, I'm not trying to take a shot at him, but this is facts.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about that on our property. As you can see, the remodel it was done 2 years ago, and we actually take pride in our property. But basically, pretty much we get praised for everything on our property. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the restaurant as well is also a benefit of staying with us. And the discount, people utilize that all the time. They're happy, you know.
That's good. Do you attend any of the chamber events, Hunterdon Chamber events?
I go to the meetings, and I go to some events.
Yeah, okay, so, well, that's good. Mm-hmm. There, Meetup is which I'm sure you're familiar with. It has a list of all the different networking events going on mm-hmm. across the country. Basically, there may offer some other suggestions for you to meet other people as well.
Yeah,
I mean, I was a member of BNI for a year. It's one of the more expensive networking.
Are you talking about the Meetup hosted by Julie Parker?
I don't know. Meetup is a website.
Right.
Where that lists places to go for networking.
Yeah, I go to her meetings, actually. The one right here at Alfresco's.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's good. Have you, so that when you go to, okay, I'm going to talk about this tonight when I teach a networking class.
All right.
But I talk about an elevator speech.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the 30-second pitch.
Yeah, and when you go to a networking event, you have to be able to say something that is going to resonate with the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So my little quickie template, and I'm going to give that to you now.
Okay.
It's in four steps. You can introduce yourself in the name of your company.
Right.
But at that point, you say something that's going to be that will draw attention, that will sound interesting.
Right, or get a laugh. That always right. works.
Or get a laugh. And that's, yes, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on to say what you do to address the concern or the statement that you've just made. And
right.
then you say two words, which means. Now, this is the two words, which means, or what I call the keep your fork statement.
Keep your fork statement.
Yeah, which means it's two words. And then you offer the benefit.
I see.
Because people don't buy what you do. They buy what they get.
Right.
And when you say which means, it builds up to the grand finale, which is the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I call it the keep your fork is if you're having dinner with friends and family, you've had a wonderful dinner and the table's being cleared and they always say, keep your fork.
For dessert.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because you know something good is coming, right?
Right.
At the end of the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And that keep your fork statement, or which means, is indeed the grand finale mm-hmm. of that elevator speech.
I see.
So I go to a lot of networking events, and let's say it's somebody who's an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, "Well, I'm an attorney, and I can help you with your closing on your property and any estate situations." Or it's like that's a mundane statement. It doesn't trigger any thoughts that
it's
I would
dry.
Want to use their services. But let's say that's an attorney that does estate planning. They may say, as you continue through life, there's points at which you're going to have to make some plans to
mm-hmm.
prepare for the future, in order to ensure that your financial situation continues and so forth. And then that's the issue that people have. And then the attorney says, "This is what I do to help you in those areas," which means
mm-hmm.
that you'll have a plan to get you through your life in a comfortable way.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. But not.
It's like a banker will stand up and say, "Well, I work at XYZ Bank, and we can help you with your savings accounts and your checking accounts." It's like anybody can say that.
Right, right.
So you have to be able to say something that's going to make you differentiate yourself.
Right. Kind of show like what... a benefit pretty much for yourself, right?
Exactly. So mm-hmm. you're saying this is the problem that people have. This is what I do to address that problem,
mm-hmm.
which means, and then you offer the benefit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So those four steps, and that draws attention. It really helps. And mm-hmm. you can say something in the beginning that it could be a statistic or it could be something to get them laugh, because I like the laugh and learn kind of concept.
Yeah, exactly.
But because people remember that. And
mm-hmm.
anyway, that's my little soapbox from my
yeah.
networking class.
Well, that's cool. No, that definitely,
yeah,
definitely something I'm going to put in my arsenal.
We're going to have to conclude here. I have to go into the news and a message from our sponsor. But real quickly, give us your name and your phone number and website. And
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, my name is Farouk Omar. I'm the manager over here at Travel Inn and Suites, right off 202 North. We have suites and we have regular rooms available, as well as breakfast is all included with all the rooms and all your stays. We have a restaurant on the property that you actually get a 15% discount on. I talked about it earlier. I can be reached at 908-782-2883, or if you can't make a phone call, you can reach me at info@travelinsuitesnj.com if you prefer email. All right.
Farouk, it was wonderful. Thank you for coming, and I'll come back again.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
This was fun.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Vietnam preparing for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The summit is meant to help work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The summit is a follow-up from a previous meeting in Singapore last June. Megan Ortegas is a former State Department official. She shares what she believes will come out of this meeting.
I really see this as a trust-building summit. I don't think that you're going to see some sort of major, you know, end of nuclear weapons throughout the world.
The House is nearing a final vote on President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The Democrats' resolution would block President Trump's executive order. If the bill does pass in the House, the bill would next head to the Senate, where Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't see anything wrong with what the president's doing on our southern border.
Can't blame the president for trying to use whatever tool he thinks he has to address it.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to.